Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki's one of our good friends. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for about 8 years. She's one of the top career development experts on the planet, author of five, count them, five books, and that's just the ones I know of. 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions, Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. Sounds like part of my life once upon a time. And so many others. She's our good friend, Vicki. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you back. You know, I love your book, Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers. I keep thinking about when I had my first W-2 job, I was still in high school. I was flipping hamburgers. And there was a person there that made my life miserable. And almost a year later, I left that company, and I was so glad to get away from that person. And this person was just a jerk. And I was so glad to get away from him. And I went to the next job thinking, oh, this will be better. And guess what? His sister worked there.
Right.
Not really. Right. But I thought, does that guy have a sister? What's wrong with her?
That's actually the theory of the book. It's just that the grass is never greener.
Exactly right.
Because if you can't get along with a certain type of person, you can't get along with that type of person.
There's one of them everywhere. There's an office idiot everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
That's right. You can't get away from them. So,
you can't.
All right.
You have to learn how to solve the issues.
One of the other things that I've thought about as I enter the fourth quarter of my career, not the 2-minute drill or the red zone, but I'm in the fourth quarter, is how differently I feel about age. And not only how I feel because it's me, but I really do believe we think about age differently than you and I did when we were 20 looking at our grandparents. What do you think?
Yes. I remember in my second job that my boss at the time was 30 years old, and I was like, wow, she's so old, you know?
I remember when I was 12 seeing somebody who was 25, and I remember honestly thinking, I knew this one person was a really sharp guy. I remember thinking, well, he's got it all figured out.
Right.
At 25. And then when I got to be 25, I said, wait a minute. Where's my clarity? I don't get it.
Right.
So what do you think?
Very, very significant. I agree. I think one's attitude about age changes as one gets older. Absolutely.
But that's within us, though, Vicki. I think society's different attitude about age is changing, isn't it?
Well, you know, we have a lot of people running for office right now who are in their 70s.
Yeah.
So that is actually, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, that's actually great. But in the workforce, it lags. It really lags. And a lot of people who I know, and also anecdotally and research, a lot of people feel that there is still age discrimination in the workforce.
Well, I believe there is. I've actually seen it.
Yeah.
And I do believe that technology has exacerbated that. So when I was a pup, an older person was the emeritus, Yoda, sage, person at the mountaintop who had who knew all the history, and the way they ran their business that day wasn't a lot from the different, and tomorrow wasn't a lot different than it was yesterday. But today, you and I both know that's not the case, is it? I mean, if you're an older person running a business right now, there's a lot of new stuff that you're probably not up on. What do you think?
Right. Yes. I mean, part of it is due to technology, certainly, that people 50 and older, you know, are perceived to be not as good you know, not as quick with new
right.
technology as
yeah.
younger people. That's a perception, you know. And I think, you know, if one is in that range, you know, you owe it to yourself to stay up on technology, because that's, you're going to be judged if you're not. If you're like, oh, I don't want to learn this new system, you know,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
want to learn the new billing system.
Right.
I can't deal with this, you know. I don't like Excel. If you're like that,
I can't deal with all that social media. I can't deal with all that social media stuff
right.
because, you know,
right.
and they reject it for the company because they think it's all about what I had for lunch today. Right?
You know, so that's true. But also, the speed of technology has also speeded up everything else. Like
yep.
people come in, millennials come in, they want to be promoted immediately, you know, they want immediate gratification. I mean, there's a
without
lot
earning,
of
without earning it.
That have happened. Right. There are a lot of changes that have happened. Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I was talking about earlier in the segment before you got here. I was talking about change is different, but the velocity of change is different, isn't it?
Right. Right.
And that's the velocity is what's taking our breath away, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it used to be that you would learn something, you know, the accounting practice, the billing system, something, a system in a company, and then you just knew it for the rest
right.
of the time that you were there, you know?
Well,
if
you own a company and you're running your company, if you're signing the paychecks, you're kind of insulated from some of this. As long as your company is keeping up with things. I mean, look, I don't know everything there is to know about
right.
social media, but I have people who are doing it. I hire people
right.
to take care of that for me, so I don't have to have to know everything. So if you're a business
right.
owner,
right.
you can kind of insulate yourself a little bit. But if you're an employee
yeah.
at that age, over 50, as you say, maybe over 60, there's some peril there, isn't there?
Yes, but also I just want to say one thing about the owners, to the owners. Yes, that is true as long as your people are keeping up
That's
with
right.
the technology.
That's right. That's
you
right.
have to understand it well enough to know whether they are keeping up.
That's right. No, you and I both have been through this. I mean, I don't have to know everything that the people I hire know. I just have to know enough to be able to hire the right people. That's what you're saying, right?
Right, and to make sure that they're keeping
right.
up with it.
That's exactly right, folks. That's the key. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of business owners get behind is they, in other words, they don't want to have anything to do with social media. Therefore, they think their company cannot have anything to do with social media. And that's the problem, isn't it?
Yes.
I need your website, please.
It's Vicky. VickyOliver.com.
All right. Now find her books there and all the things that she does there. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this, all this change and how it's affecting those who are a little bit longer in the tooth. 20 after sales.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.